Good morning, good chodesh, Rosh Chodesh Teves, Tov Shin Pei Aleph, Chanukah, major, major day, Baruch Hashem. We're continuing the Shir in Likutei Halachos, Hilchos Betzias HaPas, Halacha Hei, in Orach Chaim, Chelek Sheni, and we're in the middle of paragraph Chaf Beis. We're up to the paragraph, the sub-paragraph that begins with the words Nimtza She'ikar Nitzochain Hayetzahara. Today's shir is dedicated for a complete refuah shalema and a yeshua for all those that need it, including Chaviva Chana Bas Galia, Edith Bas Miriam Brindel, Chaim Ben Shoshana, Talia Bat Sheva Sora Bas Vardalea, Elio Yosef Ben Chayablima, Chaya Sora Bas Chasia, Chaya Rivka Bas Yocheved Kela, Moshe Chaim Ben Chava Josephine, Sora Bas Chana, David ben Rus Gitalea, Yerachmiel Daniel ben Toiva Basha, Gedalia ben Reina, and all the others that need it. Yusbehendel bas Gitalea, Vivilona bas Behendel, Soroch bas Yusbehendel, Yudugari ben Bernice, Soralea bas Chavaliba, all those that need it. Rav Nelson Zal speaking about the incredible importance of studying Torah. Nimtza, based on what we spoke about in the previous year, we conclude She'ikar nitzchoin hayetzahara al yedei haTorah, that the main victory and success for a Jew against the Yetzahara is through the study of Torah. Aval habaldovor mizgaber al ha'odom al ze biatzmoi levat lamei haTorah. However, the Yetzahara is aware of this, and he works very hard. He tries to do everything he possibly can to block a Jew from studying Torah. Vafilu kishe'odom oisek lefomim batorah, hum izgaber lahapiloi mizeh. And even when a Jew is zeche sometimes to study Torah, the Yetzer Hara still fights very hard to try to drag him down from that, to pull him away from it. V'ikar hasososoi lidchoisoi me'atoyrach hasveshon huayideze bi'atzmoi. And the main seduction of the Yetzer Hara, the main trick that the Yetzer Hara uses to weaken a person's study of Torah is through this itself, meaning machmasheroye she'oisek ba'Torah, that the Yetzer Hara tells the person, look, you're learning Torah, v'yafal pikein adayin hora shaloi betokfoi, and still all of your taivas rois and midos rois are still very strong. It's not helping at all. You're not making any progress. Al kein misnake lolov habaldovor lahasisoi lidchoisei chas shol me'atorah legamra. And therefore the Yetzer Hara lays an ambush and tries to do everything he possibly can to push the person away from the Torah completely, to detach the person completely from the study of Torah. Avol mi shemistakel al ho'emes la'amitoi. But a person who looks at the real truth, v'yizkor be'emes yoim hamisa, and the person really thinks about and remembers that there's going to come a day that I'm going to die, I'm going to leave this world, Shesoif kol soif yavru yemei chayav kitzel oiver, that in the very end my life is going to go back like a fleeting shadow, v'yitzdarech liten din v'cheshbon, and I'm going to have to be accountable for every minute that I spent in this world, what I did and what I did that I shouldn't have done and what I didn't do that I could have done and should have done. A person who will really look at that honestly, Bevadai lo yistakel al hasosas hayetzahara, that person will ignore completely anything that the Yetzahara tries to throw at them, anything that the Yetzahara tries to do to convince them not to learn Torah. V'yekayim divrei Rabbi Senuzal, lasik batoyra b'chol yoim choik v'lo yavor yiech shiyir, and the person will fulfill the words of our rabbis to study Torah every single day, a real commitment, no matter what. Ki soif kol soif, because in the end, eventually, ha-mo'er shebo yachzireyu lamutov, the light in the Torah will definitely help a person return to the path of good, to do a real tshuva. That's a guarantee. And this is what the Gemara meant, the Gemara that we quoted in the previous year, where the Gemara said that a person should try to do whatever they possibly can to strengthen their Yetzer Toiv over the Yetzer Hara. If they're successful, good. If not, study Torah. And if that doesn't work, say Kriya Shema. And if that doesn't work, then remember the day that you're going to die. So now Rav Nosson Zal explains that this was what the Gemara really meant when the Gemara said study Torah or recite Kriya Shema kedei lenatzeach ha-yetzer hara, in order to succeed against the Yetzer Hara. The im lav, and if that doesn't work, if the study of Torah and the reciting of Kriya Shema doesn't work, shelo nitzchay al yedei ha-Torah, that you haven't succeeded in defeating your Yetzer Hara through the study of Torah, va'azai yirtza ha-Yetzer Hara lehisnakei lo lav lidchoysem ha-Torah lagamri, and then the Yetzer Hara is going to want to try to push you away from the study of Torah completely, to convince you it's worthless, it's not helping you anyway, you're not really improving. Since the person sees that their study of Torah is not yet giving them the strength that they need to defeat the Yetzer Hara. And at times, there are people that fall so far down, so far away from Hashem, the Yetzirah convinces the person not even to say the Shema anymore. By the fact that the Yetzirah discourages the person and tells him, you're nothing, your prayer is nothing, it's all baloney, it doesn't work, it's not helping you at all. Maybe it helps religious people a lot, but for you, it's not doing anything. Machmas ribui maisov haroim, because of the person's many sins and because of the many things they're doing bad, as a result of that, the person gets discouraged and is ready to give up on themselves. Kikach darkoi shel ha-Yetzer Hara, because the Gemara tells us this is exactly how the Yetzer Hara operates. Hayoim oimer lo yaseh kach, lemochar oimer lo yaseh kach, ad sheoimer lo. That the Yetzer Hara goes step by step. Today he tells the person to do a little sin, a baby sin. And then tomorrow, gradually, he tells him to do something worse. Until he tells the person, forget the tefillin, forget the davening, you don't need it, it's not helping you anyway. And the advice for a person who finds themselves in that kind of position is, yizkor lo yoyim hamisa, for the person to remember that everything's fine and cute and dandy. I'm dying. Every single minute. Shlomo HaMelech says in Koheles, Yoy Moisay Mimoy Mihivoldoy, that from the moment a person is born, they start walking. The destination is the grave. And every single minute of my life, I'm getting closer. I'm getting closer to there. Hainu Sheyizkor Yoyim Hamisa. The person should remember the day is going to come when they're going to have to pass away. Shesoif kol soif yeh muchrach lomus. In the end, I'm going to have to die. I'm going to have to leave this world. Va'oz basoif. And then at the end, va'oz basoif hakoil, at the end of everything, bevadai toiv yoiser kol ma shechotav bozeh ho'ilam. The person, I'll definitely be better off with whatever good I was zoche to grab while I was in this world. Eze dibur Torah, utfila, ukriyashma, any word of Torah that I was zoche to study, or any prayer that I was zoche to say, or even the kriyashma, afim hu kemoy shehu, even if I'm as bad as I am, even if I'm doing terrible things. V'alkein, and therefore, al yedei sheyizker lo yoyim hamisa, by the person remembering this fact that I'm gonna die. There's no way out. There's no escape. And I'm gonna have to face the music. Yachzor el ha-Torah u-Kriyashma. the person will return to the study of Torah and to saying Kriya Shema, Sheyizgaber Lasek Batorah Bechol Yoim. The person will strengthen themselves to make a decision to study Torah every single day. Oyal kol ponim yikra Kriya Shema Bechol Yoim. Or at least I'll put on tefillin for a few minutes just to say the Shema. Or if it's a woman, again, I'll say the Shema, period. And he won't allow the Yetzirah to discourage him, to get him down, to get him to think that it's nothing, anything he does is worthless, it doesn't count, it doesn't matter. And if a person will listen to what we're telling them here, the person will definitely, eventually succeed in defeating their Yetzahara completely. Nimtza, so we conclude therefore, She'ikr nitzochayin ha-Yetzahara al-Yidei ha-Torah, that one of the most powerful weapons and pieces of advice that we can possibly give to a person to succeed in overcoming the Yetzahara is the study of Torah. Ach, however, however, because of the fact that not too many people are able to defeat the Yetzirah completely through the study of Torah in a short period of time, in a week or a month or something like that, but rather the majority of people Tzrichin lehizgaber lasik batoiro yomim vishonim harbe ad sheyenatzchu, but rather most people, because of the level we're on and because of the level that our study of Torah is on, it requires days and many years of study of Torah before the person succeeds in defeating the Yetzirah. Ubesoich kach, and during that time, while the person's working on it, Oiver al ha'odah mash oiver, the person goes through what they go through. They go through all kinds of yiridos and nefilos, and they commit all kinds of sins, and they have all kinds of falls. Veroitza habaldover la piloi me'esek toirosoi, and the Yetzer wants to discourage him and disconnect him completely from studying the Torah, machmashenid meloi she'ein moyeloi esek haTorah chasron, because it seems to the person that they're getting nowhere, that the Torah is not helping me. I'm learning and I see I'm still making the same mistakes and I'm making worse mistakes. Al kein, therefore, yizkor lo yoim hamisa. Remember, you're going to die. All of this stuff is going to come to an end. All of it. Shesoif kol soif. And in the very end, ma yasel yoim pekuda. What am I going to do when that day of reckoning comes? And by remembering that, the person will always go back to the Torah at all times, even if they're going through all kinds of stuff, even if they're going through all kinds of problems and all kinds of yeridos, falls, spiritual falls, and averis and everything. And if the person will listen to this, the person will definitely succeed in defeating their Yetzirah, ulahafshit me'atzmoy habegodam atzoyim, and removing from themselves completely the dirty garments, shemehem kol habilbulim v'amanios, which are the cause and the source of all the obstacles and all the struggles that the person's going through in trying to come close to Hashem. Ki ikar hatikun al yedei haTorah, because the main tikun is through the Torah, shehi mekor mayim chayim, which is a source of living waters, purifying waters. Nimtza. So we conclude, therefore, shekavonas rabbeinu zal lahaskir lo yom hamisa, that the reason why the rabbis in the Gemara in Brachas over there that we've quoted in the previous year and in this year now about remembering the day of death, what's really behind that? Kidei sheyoshuv el haTorah, because that'll make you realize that there's no alternative, there's no other option other than to return to the Torah. She'al yodo ikar nitzchoin hamelchama, through which a person achieves the real success in this war against the Yetzer Hara. V'hamaymar no'utz soifoi b'tchilosoi. Rav Nosson Zal says, based on our explanation here, that piece in the Gemara is connected. The beginning and the end, it all fits perfectly. Where the Gemara starts off, first try to overcome your Yetzer Hara by yourself. If it doesn't work, study Torah. If it doesn't work, say Kriya Shema. If that doesn't work, remember the day of death. Rav Nosson Zal says it's one package. It's really one package. The Gemara is giving us advice as to how a person could be guaranteed to succeed against the Yetzer Hara. Not necessarily in a day or a week, a year. It doesn't matter how long it takes. Hashem judges a person on effort much more than results. The Gemara says, Eina Kodesh Baruch Hu Moine Dapim Elishois. Hashem doesn't count how many pages you learned. He counts how many hours you put into it. The E for effort in Yiddishkeit is extremely important. There's a famous Gemara in Megillah, towards the beginning of Masechta Megillah, where the Gemara says that if a person will tell you, Lo yogati, I didn't really put in much effort, umatzasi, and I found success. Don't believe him. He's fooling himself. He thinks that's success. Real success doesn't come without serious effort. Then the Gemara continues. If a person will tell you, Yogati veloy matzasi, I put in real serious effort and I wasn't successful. Don't believe him. Because he didn't really put in serious effort. He thinks he's fooling himself. He thinks he's putting in serious effort, but he's really fooling himself. Or could be he has been successful. He just doesn't see it yet. He hasn't realized it. The fact that he has succeeded is hidden from him. That's a second choice. And then the Gemara says the third choice is, if a person tells you, I put in serious effort, umatzasi, and I was successful, believe him. So Rav Nosson Zal asks an interesting question. 1 minute. If the person put in real, sincere, serious effort, and they were successful, what's there to believe? Why does the Gemara say Tamim? You would see it, wouldn't you? And Rav Nosson Zal answers, no, not necessarily. Especially when it comes to Kiddusha, when it comes to Yiddishkeit, when a person's praying very hard for something, or when a person's studying Torah very diligently, sometimes the Yetzer Hara is given permission to hide the person's success from them. That the person doesn't see the scoreboard. He doesn't see those numbers rolling quickly. 2, 4, 10, 1 million, 1 billion. He doesn't see the tremendous success he's achieving by doing mitzvahs, by studying Torah. Because if a person were to see the unbelievable success that they're achieving with every minute of Torah, with every prayer, with every mitzvah, it would be no contest. There'd be no more bechira. The Yetzer Hara wouldn't have a chance in trying to offer me sins instead of averos. So therefore, one of the tactics of the Yetzer Hara is to hide from a person's their success. So that it's got to be tamen. You have to believe. You have to be willing to trust Rav Nosson Zal and the Gemara and the Torah. That if Rav Nosson Zal says bevadai, he's not fooling around. He wasn't a liar. He would never use that word vadai, definitely, if he wasn't sure. And if he's telling us that if a person will make a commitment to study Torah consistently, and if a person will follow the other advice that was mentioned here, connecting to the tzaddik, connecting to a chabura, a group of people who are Yirei Hashem, all the other, it's a guaranteed success. Any questions, please?
Didn't Chazal also say, Tov Ma'at V'Kavana V'Har V'Shalova K'vana? that if a person doesn't have a lot of time to learn, or even if he gets caught by his laser and he doesn't learn that much, but if he puts in that little bit of time that he does manage to learn, he puts himself into it, and he's kona out of Yerushalayim in that short time, ish kona olam b'sha'achas, isn't that also good?
Definitely. There's a concept of quantity and quality, and both play a very important role. Both very important. However, Rav Nosson Zal does put in these words in many places to let us know that Yiddishkeit is not fast food. One of the greatest tests that we have in our generation in recent years, and it's getting worse, is the fact that we've become spoiled and we're used to everything instant gratification, real time. Push the button and a response immediately. And if there's no response, change the computer, change the wife, chas v'shalom, change the this. And Rav Nosson Zal wants to remind us that in Yiddishkeit, it's usually not that way. Moshe Rabbeinu, the Torah tells us, prayed for 40 days straight to get his first no, for Hashem to say, no, I don't accept your prayer. And then he had to go another 40 days. And by Chana, we're in the middle of Chanukah right now, and the word Chanukah, the Arizal reveals to us, is Chana Chaf Vav. Chaf Vav is 26, which is the name of Hashem, and the word Chana. Chana is the symbol of prayer. Chana is the one who taught us how to daven Shmoyne Esrei. And the Pasuk there says, Vayhi ki hirbiso lehispalil, that when Chana poured on a lot of prayers, bingo, she was successful in the end. And she was zecher to give birth to Shmuel Hanavi, who's compared to a combination of Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron HaKohen put together. But again, the Torah reminds us that when it comes to Yiddishkeit, when it comes to Torah and Tefillah, don't expect instant change. Because again, if that would, even though it does happen on some rare occasions, but usually it cannot be that way, otherwise it would defeat the purpose of creation, which is bechira, free choice. There'd be no free choice. In order for there to be free choice, a person cannot see immediate, instant results. And they cannot see sometimes the incredible success that they're achieving with every iota of effort towards Kedusha. Any other questions, please? Okay, now Rav Nosson Zal continues, Al pi hanal, based on everything we've learned so far in this halacha, mevoyer, it was explained to us, shetzorich kolodom lechavein daitoi tomid, that a person must be focused, must concentrate all the time, bifrat be'eis oskoi batoiru mitzvois, especially when the person is involved in Torah and mitzvahs. What should we focus on? Sheyenimshach olav he'ora mehatzadik emes. That I want to draw upon myself a light from the true tzaddik. She'oisek tomid lo'oirer u'lo'oir sharosh e'nishmas Yisrael aledei oska batoira. The true tzaddik who is always involved in turning on and shining bright light into the roots of all Jewish souls when he studies Torah, when the tzaddik emes studies Torah. So when I'm studying Torah, when I'm doing mitzvahs, and throughout the day, one of my major thoughts is that I want to try to connect to and to draw upon myself that light from the tzaddik emes. And now Rav Nosson Zal adds, Kize yodua, because this is a known fact, umuvan lakol, and everyone can understand this. She'afal pi shehatzadik oisek lohovi he'ora v'hisoyerus afilu l'poishe Yisrael, that even though the tzaddik is involved in trying to bring light even to the worst sinners, people who commit sin spitefully, afal pikein, despite that, even though the tzaddik emes is giving all the time, Bevadai tzrichin loze gam isarusa delesato mehaodam atzmai. There is definitely required and necessary initiative from the person themselves. You got to put out the cup. The tzaddik emes has the bottle. He's pouring. If you don't get a cup, and if you don't put that cup out for the tzaddik to pour into, you're not going to receive. Bibichinas, as the pasuk says in Shir HaShirim, a famous pasuk that's quoted in many Sifrei Chasidus, im to'iru vim to'oiru esoavo ad shetechbots, kayodua. As is known in many Chasidish Sforim, the pasuk says in Shir HaShirim, if you will be inspired and awoken, you'll awaken that love, that deep spiritual love, ad shetechbots, up until your desire. It's dependent on your desire, expressing a willingness. I want to receive. You have to show that you want. And the more that a person thinks about this and concentrates on this, they believe in Hashem. They believe in the Torah. They believe in tzaddikim. And they believe that I cannot necessarily receive directly from Hashem or directly from the Torah without the assistance of the tzaddikim. I must want to connect to the tzaddikim and via them be able to receive Hashem's light and the light of the Torah. Just like when Hashem gave the Torah on Har Sinai, Hashem showed it to us black on white, clear as day, that Hashem presented the first two commandments and we were blown to smithereens. We died from it. All the Jews at Har Sinai died. And Hashem had to do a Tchiyas HaMeisim to bring us back to life. And all the Jews turned to Moshe Rabbeinu and said, Moshe Rabbeinu, you give it to us. We see we cannot receive it from Hashem without your help. So the more a person is mechavin daitel azeh beyoser, the more a person really takes this seriously and thinks about this, v'oisek b'Torah beyoser, and the more that the individual person puts in their own effort to study Torah, bevadai nimshach olav he'ora beyoser, that person will be able to draw upon themselves a greater portion of this light from the tzaddik emes. Until the person will eventually succeed in doing a complete tshuva. Bibchinas, as again, as the pasuk says in Shir HaShirim, Ani ledoidi vedoidi li. I am to my beloved, and my beloved is to me. Shekol ma she'ani choyter v'oisek yoiser lechaber es atzmi ledoidi. The more that I put in effort, I dig, and I struggle, and I try to do everything I possibly can to attach myself to my beloved, Shehu he'oras ha-tzadik o'emes, which is the light of the true tzadik, Mishoyresh nishmosi shebatoira, who is connected to the roots of my soul as it's wired to the Torah, Kemoikein doidi li. So too the tzaddik will turn to me and will be able to give to me. Hainu kemoikein moisif vohoylech hatzaddik lohoir bi betois v'sora. The more I put into it, the more the tzaddik will be able to give me more and more light from the Torah, that the tzaddik is really the one who's drawing it in the most powerful way. Vze bechinas mitzvas hadlokas ner chanaka bechol odom bechol dor. And with this we'll understand the mitzvah of lighting Chanukah candles, that every single individual Jew has to light their own menorah, their own Chanukah candles in every single generation. Shetzrichen lechavein. What are we supposed to be thinking about when we light the Chanukah candles? Shaydei mitzvas hadloka hakdoisha hazois. That by performing this holy mitzvah of lighting these candles, yamshich al atzmoi ha-he'ora mishoyresh nismoshoy shabatoira, I will draw upon myself light from the source, from the roots of my soul, which is rooted in the Torah, shemeira betoich klal nishmois Yisroel haksherim, which the Torah shines its light into all of the religious Jewish souls. Al yidei esik haTorah shel hatzadik o emes. Through the study of Torah of the tzadik emes, through his study of Torah. Shemei he'ora zois nidlak u'meir ner Chanukah kodesh. It's from that great light that the holy Chanukah candles are being lit. Validei, we know the Gemara tells us that we make a bracha when we light Chanukah candles, asher kiddushonu b'mitzvoysa v'tzivonu lahadlik ner Chanukah. Hashem has sanctified us with his mitzvahs, and he commanded us to light Chanukah candles. Oh, really? Where is that commandment? There is no such commandment in the Torah from Hashem. So the Gemara answers, yes, there is. The commandment is, listen to the rabbis. That's the commandment. Loisosur yomen usmoil, do not deviate to the right or the left from what the rabbis tell us. And this is one of those seven mitzvahs derabbanan. This is one of those mitzvahs that the rabbis gave us. So again, the message in Ner Chanukah is the connection to the rabbis. That by performing this mitzvah, I'm reminding myself that I'm not alone. It's not Hashem and me. It's Hashem and the tzaddikim and me. And my connection to Hashem, my success and my connection to Hashem is dependent on my connecting to the tzaddikim to the best of my ability. And by the Jewish people fulfilling this mitzvah every single year, Nimshach al kol echod he'ora hazois, we draw upon ourselves this light, al yidei she'oisek lahadlik o lohoir al atzmoi he'ora hazois, by the fact that I'm involved in turning on this light and trying to draw upon myself this light, through al yidei mitzvah zois, by the performance of this mitzvah. Ki zehu b'chinas toikif hanes shel Chanukah b'klolius. Because this is really what the great miracle of Chanukah is really all about on a general level. Shehoya b'mei Matisyo, which took place during the time of Matisyahu Kohen Gadol. Note, every single time the Torah tells us about a major salvation for the Jewish people, there's always the tzaddik. There's always the tzaddik that's involved. Mitzrayim, getting out of Mitzrayim. Moshe Rabbeinu, major leading role in making it happen. Chanukah, Matisyo Kohen Gadol and his sons. Purim, Mordechai HaTzadik Esther Amalka. The Geula that waiting for now, Mashiach ben David. No, this is Christianity. This is that. No, it's not. This is authentic Judaism. This is real, authentic, basic Judaism. Those people who struggle with that word tzaddik, and tzaddik and leader, they're not part of authentic Jewish. They're the ones who are in, I don't know enough about the other religions, could be their members over there, could be over there. It's possible to qualify without serious faith and connecting to tzaddik and knowing that our success in every aspect of Yiddishkeit is dependent on connection to the tzaddik. And not just the miracle that happened a few thousand years ago, but today's miracles, the miracles that we need today, Tov Shin Pei Aleph, these miracles and the miracles that each and every individual Jew needs also are dependent on this. Every single year, all the time, there is this kingdom of the Sitrachra, the wicked, evil kingdom of Yovan, of the Greeks, that wants to try to overpower us. Shehu bechinas yevein metzula ve'ein mamad. This is the Pasuk in Tehillim, which speaks about the deep waters of the sea, where a person falls down to a level of depth that they can't even stand up. Shehem roitzim levalvel ulevatel esaotam legamri meavodas Hashem Yisborach. They're trying to confuse a person and to block a person completely from serving Hashem. Kedei lashkicham torasecha, to get us to forget the Torah, ulahaviro malchukei ritzaynecha, and to go against the will of Hashem completely. V'alidei gedoylei muvchorei hatzadikim hakdoshim. And it's through the assistance of the great, great chosen tzaddikim, holy tzaddikim, shehoyuas, who lived during the time of the Greeks, hichniuaisam begashmius veruchnius. The Jewish people were successful in defeating the Greeks, both spiritually and physically. Kigam malchus yovan horishua begashmius. Kol koichem v'inikosam hoyalidei shezgabru al kolechod miYisrael hamenios v'habilbulim mebechinas yevein metzula vein mama, because even any success that the Greeks had, even on a physical level, any power that they had, came from the fact that the Jews at that time were experiencing such obstacles and such confusion. From the fact that we had fallen to such low levels, that there were Jews who were misyavnim, there were Jews who forgot the Torah, who thought that Greek culture is better. Rachmona litzlan. Ugdoile hatzadikim shehoyuaz, and the great tzadikim that lived during that time, hichnium, weakened the Greeks, ubitlum, and eliminated them, al yedei kedushas toirosam, through the holiness of their study of Torah and observance of Torah. V'loi dai shehichniyum, and not only did they succeed in defeating them then, afgam kovu hanes ledoiros, but there was such an incredible success that the rabbis were able to establish these 8 days in the Jewish calendar from the 25th of Kislev, 8 days on, as a day that every single year, these days would be miracle days. V'tzivu aleinu lahadlik ner Chanukah b'lshon shechol shana. And they instructed us to light Chanukah candles every single year. Lahoyrois, to teach us and to show us. Shehimshichu aleinu he'ora niflo v'tikun noiro lonetzach. That the rabbis were successful in drawing an incredible light, heavenly light, and an incredible achievement that would be eternal. It wasn't just then, it was continuing ad infinitum. Ad shekol echot miYisrael b'chol ma'ashover lov, so that every single Jew, with everything that they're going through, all the tests and all the failures and all the Yochoy lahadlik ner Chanukah kodesh beveisoy, every single Jew has the ability to light the Chanukah candles in their home. Shaydeze mamshich alatzmoy heoras hatoyra misharosha, and by doing that, we draw upon ourselves the light of the Torah from its roots. Shenimshach al yedei tzadikei emes shebechol dor, which we draw upon ourselves through the true tzaddikim in each and every generation. Shaydeze, because again, a person today will come and say to Hashem, oh, if I were living during the time of Matisyo and the Greeks, I definitely would have been, I would have been Matisyo's right-hand man. I would have been right there with him. And Hashem says, prove it. Prove it. And the only way that a person can prove it is if they showed real faith in the tzaddikim of their generation. That's the real test. That's the most important test of Emunas Chachamim. To believe in the tzaddikim in my generation, during my time. If I show real, genuine, sincere faith and respect and love for the tzaddikim during my time, then I'll be able to say that were I living during the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, were I living during the time of Matisyahu, I would have been loyal to them also. Through this, a person is zoicha to really do tshuva, to return to Hashem, ulahoshiv acherim b'tshuva, and to assist other people in doing tshuva. Shaydeze oile hakovoid, this causes the kovod of Hashem to be elevated, to be increased. Shehu bechinas oyer, and kovoid is synonymous with light. There's a pasuk, v'ho'oretz he'ira michvoidoi. The world shone or shined from his kovoid. So kovoid is light. U'mashlim ha'ira. And this helps to complete Yira. Ves Yirei Hashem Yechabed. Kovoid is connected to Yira. Shekol ze hu bechinas mitzvah ner Chanukah. All of this is related to the mitzvah of lighting Chanukah candles. If you look back from the beginning of this halacha till here, you see Rav Nosson Zalman connected everything together beautifully. Any questions, please?
Morning, Rav Nosson. Regarding his kashas to Rabbeinu Zal, I've heard it say that doing it in the morning and that will cover one for the day. But sometimes I find, you know, I just need the chizuk through the day. Is it something I can just do?
100%, no question about it. Anytime that a person feels that they want to really guarantee, and I want to remind myself of my connection to the tzaddik, a person can definitely and should say, Hareini mekasher atzmi, l'chol, you know, 100%. That's a certain minimum, and again, that can cover a person. But if a person's about to do a significant mitzvah, or if a person's feeling down, any reason, a person can definitely, words can kill, and words can give life. Hachayim v'amoves biyad haloshim. And Rabbeinu Zal actually says this in Likutei Maran, that when a person's feeling weak in emunah, they have to say the words, ani mamin, and saying those words, that alone will arouse sincere good feelings of emunah. Also, definitely.
Thank you very much.
Any other questions?
Good morning, Rabbi.
Good morning.
How do we cultivate and strengthen this emunah in the tzaddik? What are some of the best advice that the tzaddik gives us in order for us to really feel that connection, a strong connection?
One of the ways is by studying their words, studying their sforim with sincerity, you know, and really trying to understand what they're saying and to accept it. That's one of the ways, one of the very important, powerful connections. And another way is by praying for it. Emunah is something that a person needs to pray for. Hashem can open a person's heart. Hashem can open a person's eyes and heart and mind to give us a willingness to make us want to believe and to strengthen our faith every day, to renew our faith. This is something that's why we say Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, every single day, twice a day. Rav Nosson Zal asks in Likutei Halachos, wouldn't it be enough to just say Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad? What's the Shema Yisrael? Listen everybody. Rav Nosson Zal says those words, listen everybody, you can only say when you're announcing something new, when there's something new or there's a change. Person says, listen everybody, today is Wednesday. Guy belongs in a hospital. Of course, I don't need you to announce today is Wednesday. I know everybody knows today is Wednesday. If I say, listen everybody, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, it means that the emunah is something that needs to be new every single day. It's new, it's not yesterday's faith. And which means my Torah needs to be new every day. My prayer needs to be brand new every day. And the only way that a person gets that is from the true tzaddikim. A person comes close to the true tzaddikim, you see this in action. You see a person whose connection to Hashem is something brand new every day, with a vigor, with an excitement, with a newness, with it, specialness, all of that. So studying their words, praying for it, and the methods that Rabbeinu Zal tells us of his kashrus to the tzaddik, looking at the tzaddik, going to see the tzaddik, which in the case of Rabbi Nachman, we know that involves going to his kever, it involves reading his sforim, and looking into the eyes of his students. Each person that's connected to the tzaddik is a connection to the tzaddik, that kind of thing. Rabbi Nachman Chirin, one of the great, great students of Rabbi Nosson Zal, had a custom on Rosh Hashanah, on Erev Rosh Hashanah. He would walk around the shul in Uman. That was the largest gathering of people coming to the tzaddik. He would walk around the shul inconspicuously and look into each person's face. And when somebody asks him, what is this? He says, I'm fulfilling looking at the tzaddik. Because every person coming here is part of the tzaddik, is a connection to the tzaddik. We know that giving tzedakah to the tzaddik, Rabbi Nizal says also, is a major connection. These are all things that all work together to build that kesher, to build that faith in the tzaddik.
Beautiful, thank you.
Anyone else? Okay, now in the next piece, Rav Nosson Zal is going to go into Parshas Tetzaveh and Parshas Bahaloscha, where the Torah speaks about the lighting of the menorah in the Mishkan. And Rav Nosson Zal is going to give us beautiful, beautiful insights for us now today. What can I learn from exactly how the Torah defines how the menorah was lit in the Mishkan, in these two places in the Torah? And then he'll come back again in paragraph Chavav to the Haftorah that we read on Shabbos Chanukah and some more insights on Chanukah. This is what we have to look forward to the next 2 days in Yitz Hashem, the last 2 days of Chanukah. We should be zeicher to appreciate how lucky we are to have the privilege of studying Torah b'kviyas, to have this kviyas of an hour a day, 6 days a week of Likutei Halachos, and any other learning that Hashem gives us the privilege of doing. We should grab it with relish. You know, how lucky, how blessed we are to learn Torah. And today, Rosh Chodesh and Chanukah, it's a super ace rotzain. We should be zeicher to get all the benefits. All the benefits, and be zeicher to see all the yeshuas, refuas we need, especially the geula shlema, b'mheira b'yameinu.
Amen.
Great. A wonderful day. Chodesh tov, Chanukah tov to everybody.
Chodesh tov, Chanukah tov.
Hanukkah Sameach, Rabbi.
To you too.
Thank you.
All the best.
Thanks so much, Rav Nelson.
Thank you, all of you.